Kwaba, Ikabo, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats and Gwei, where we give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And again, I am Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
The markets. As usual, we're picking up this week's report of the news from the markets. Bitcoin, well, has done slightly well over the course of the past week, currently sitting at $20,762.67, up by 8.3% from what it was last week at $19,171.19. I think this is the first time in many weeks, or maybe a month or more, or 2 months, that Bitcoin has actually crossed the 20K mark, which is a good sign. Ethereum currently sits at $1,620.35, up from what it was last week at $1,304.80. That's about a 24.18% increase. Solana currently sits at $33.14, up from what it was last week at $29.74. Optimism is currently at $1.12, up from what it was at $0.7273 last week, a whooping 53.99% increase. The Binance coin is currently at $302.69, up from $269.64. And the Bank token currently sits at $0.009208, up from what it was last week at $0.007511. That is a 22.59% increase. I mean, the markets seem to be smiling. We're not entirely out of the bear, but it's better.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but in the national currency region, things are not doing so well. The Ghanaian cedi is doing terribly. It's the worst it has been, I believe, since forever. Currently sitting at 14.05 cedi to the dollar, which means the strength of the cedi itself is down by 4.31% from last week, which was 13.47%. I haven't seen it this low for as long as I have lived, and Satsangwe has not seen it this low itself, and as a member of the Bankless Africa community continues to tell me the cedi is... it's in the pits right now. And what we're just hoping for is that there's going to be some light that comes from somewhere. We have no idea where, but it's not looking great. The Nigerian Naira is at 438 Naira to the dollar from 436.61%, which means the Naira is down by 0.32% in strength versus the dollar. The Lesotho Luti and the South African Rand is at 18.14 Rand to the dollar, down by 0.276% from last week, which was 18.09 Rand to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling is at 121.40 shillings to the dollar, which means it's down by 1.3% from last week's 119.84. And last but certainly never the least, the only one that is actually up, as in the strength of the currency is up by 0.8%, the Central African CFA franc, which sits at 659.9 franc to the dollar, which is from last week's 665.23 to the dollar. It's quite interesting to see that when the crypto markets, I mean, this is not always to say that this is how it works all the time, but this particular week and for the past few weeks, it has been this way, where if the crypto markets are up in value, the national currencies are down in value, which is quite unfortunate. And the trend keeps going downwards, which means the dollar is doing what the dollar does, which means it continues to grow in strength in comparison to the African economies. And, you know, someday I really do hope that we get to properly talk about and dissect why this is the way it is instead of just saying it's the dollar, because I feel like there's a story to that. Anyways, before I get into another whole train of thought, we're going to give you a quick summary of last week's news headlines. We're going to start off in South Africa, where moves are being made to regulate crypto assets.
And we move on to the next one, where the CYF is developing a community-driven token for African crypto traders.
Pillar Fund attracted $18 million funding to accelerate adoption.
And ClickSpesa is bringing traditional investing information to Web3.
CryptoSmart, a Nigerian firm, deepens crypto knowledge in Nigeria with its inaugural Developers Conference.
Pan-African Digital Finance Ecosystem, MARA, is partnering with the world's biggest Afrobeats music festival, AfroNation.
Datamint, which is a leading digital asset payment and checkout infrastructure provider, partnered with YellowCard to enable cash payouts.
And last but not least, Binance launched its My Crypto Journey campaign about a month or two ago now. That brings us to the end of our headlines from last week. Moving on to our headlines from this week, we're kicking off again with YellowCard. The crypto exchange has recently obtained its virtual asset license in Botswana.
YellowCard has obtained a virtual asset service provider, VASP, license from the Botswana government, and this is the first of its kind by any African country. This now puts Botswana many steps ahead of all other African countries as regards to regulation of cryptocurrency and the ownership of digital assets. YellowCard is the first recipient of this license by the Non-Bank Financial Institution Regulatory Authority, that is NBFIRA of Botswana, following an official announcement on the 19th of October 2022. In the words of co-founder and CEO Chris Maurice, and I quote, "This will further show regulators and other markets that we are not just any other cryptocurrency company. We are pioneering, pushing boundaries, and setting the standard." End quote. YellowCard is optimistic about the possibilities of new opportunities, expansion, and growth that will then come with this new license. I think it would be amiss of me to not congratulate YellowCard for all their efforts, but also in the same breath, congratulate Botswana as well. You know, it takes so much to, as an entire country, take this leap of faith in a time like this when other African countries are veering more towards the cancel the entire thing before you even understand what it is. And you decide to then, you know, facilitate and allow this kind of licensing across the entire continent that has not been seen before. So congratulations both to YellowCard and to Botswana. I hope that this is a step in the right direction and it shows the rest of the continent just how much we can still do and how much change, you know, moves like this, positive moves like this can actually bring to our economies at large. On to our next headline. South Africans lose $6 million to a Bitcoin mining scheme.
Tragedy has again struck a community of overambitious crypto enthusiasts in South Africa, and this has seen the loss of more than 112 million rand to a Bitcoin mining scheme. Obelisk has been declared an illegitimate business, a multiplication scheme at its core by the National Consumer Commission of South Africa. WhatsApp groups were created and used as the main conduit to conduct the illegitimate business activities with a total of more than 4,000 victims involved. Obelisk sold the idea that its participants could own individual Bitcoin mining machines costing several hundred thousand rand in hopes of making millions more in Bitcoin. South Africa recorded losses of at least 1.8 billion rand to scams in 2021 alone. And this figure doesn't seem to be going down. Fraudsters are unrelenting, and hence there is the need for people to educate themselves before delving into unfamiliar but yet seemingly lucrative business territory. Now, it really breaks my heart every time we have to see that there is a new scam. I mean, I feel like it's just the same scam that is recycled in many different ways. I mean, everybody by now should probably know that when somebody comes to you and promises you unreal profits for so little investment, and even if it's the investment is a lot, but the profits still seem unreal several times your investment in the shortest amount of time, then you definitely have to know that it is a scam. And I'm not sure how many times people have to lose their monies to these kind of schemes or how many times they have to be deceived by these fraudsters before they suddenly begin to identify what these things are. I mean, this is really painful. 112 million rand is a lot of money. And I'm sure a lot of people are in a lot of pain right now because that is a lot of money to lose, and money is not easy to come by these days. So I this is just a piece of advice. I mean, if you're ever going to delve into any business, do your own research. You know, like we'd always say on the show, do your own research. You know, even if somebody comes to you and be like, hey, I've been doing this for the past 6 months, it's working for me. Don't just put your money into ventures based on hearsay. That could mess you up. And trust me, you do not want to have a messed up financial life. It's not the easiest to recover from. So whatever you do, no matter how juicy or good the business deal sounds, always try to do your own research so that it doesn't just blow up in your face and leave you feeling regretful or sad or wishing you had known better, when indeed you could have known better if only you did your own research.
If I could just chime in before you move on to the next headline. I think, you know, in the same breath, we all need to then ask ourselves, every single person who's listening today, and both you and I, Nikki, to say, how much research did we have to do, especially when we started? I'm sure now there's certain, you know, tickers that we look at and we say, if it has that, I'm not even going to bother with it. But before, it would take us so long because you have no idea where to begin. You have no idea where to start, you know, what to look for. So this is to say that those of us that are inside, those of us that have crossed and taken the step into, you know, fully integrating with the ecosystem, we still have a lot more work to do in terms of putting this information out there, explaining this to people. Because realistically speaking, when you come from nothing and somebody promises you something else and you perhaps maybe see certain results. You know, if you see me driving a fancy car that I didn't have 2 days ago, I could tell you that I got it because of this thing. And because you want the results that I have, you could easily fall for that. And you may feel like, but I did my research. I checked and this person didn't have anything yesterday and today they have something. So clearly it must be that thing because that's what they've been touting, right? So it's easy to fall into these scams when you have absolutely nothing and you feel like this other person has nothing to lose in helping you out. If anything, everybody's going to gain. If you win, I win, right? That's how some people think. But unfortunately, that's not how everybody else functions. So everybody who has the know-how and the skill set needs to come together in some way or another, maybe not even together, maybe in your own way. But you know, we need to all put out information that allows people to do concise research and therefore make, you know, smart decisions so that they don't fall for the juicy scams, as you say.
Moving on to the next headline. Binance Charity partners with Utiva to educate 50,000 young people across Africa.
Binance Charity is partnering with the tech education company in Africa to train and educate 50,000 African young people or African youths in tech, while also providing 100,000 scholarships to these learners. The program will span a period of 12 months across 19 African countries and will feature a virtual training and mentorship for all participants. The target demographic is people between the ages of 18 and 35. The first cohort, which consisted of 50 people, was held physically at the Utiva office in Lagos, Nigeria on the 20th of October, 2022, all of whom will be beneficiaries of the intensive training program and a fully funded scholarship. In the words of Helen Bai, the head of Binance Charity, and I quote, "We believe the benefits and vast opportunities of Web3 must be accessible to all. Advancing tech education and professional training are critical to making this happen. We're proud to be partnering with Utiva to engage the youth across Africa as we support the continent's next generation of industry shapers," end quote. I think it's quite ironic that just after the headline that we read, you know, about how people got scammed and us having a conversation about the need for education, you see Binance Charity partnering with Utiva to do exactly that, you know, to provide education and to essentially give a platform or a launch pad to young people to be able to say, we can be the next leaders of this frontier. We can move our entire continent along with its economy and its people into a hopefully brighter future and one that is decentralized and does not depend on certain parties, because we have seen where that has gotten us. So once again, as is per always, congratulations to all the work that Binance is doing, particularly with their charity arm. And you know, I do hope that people participate in initiatives like this. On to our next headline, the FCSA ruling primes the South African crypto landscape for TradeFi.
The Financial Services Conduct Authority, FSCA of South Africa, has recently ruled in favor of cryptocurrency by choosing to classify it as a financial product. This offers a position for financial services providers in the country to begin offering crypto products and services to their customers. The country's Financial Advisory Act of 2002 was amended on the 19th of October 2022, and the amendment permits all financial services providers with license to practice in South Africa, both home and abroad, to begin offering crypto products and services in their range of business products and services should they choose to. That means it's, well, literally no longer illegal or not punishable by law. With an estimated 6 million retail cryptocurrency users, there is a huge market potential for traditional finance institutions who would be willing to begin offering this type of services. The Reserve Bank of South Africa will play an active part by taking necessary measures to ensure that consumer and investor protection is guaranteed. This is pretty much the first of its kind. I mean, maybe not the first of its kind, but it's great news to hear. You know, South Africa, they've been on this for months, for a very long time. And they finally have stepped on the gas. They're putting all of this into motion. They have finally created a regulatory framework, which is legal and is in their law, that allows traditional finance institutions to, you know, engage in crypto-based activities, and also have this framework in place that would allow all other financial outfits that are currently dealing in crypto to trade legally. Not just trade, you know, carry out their crypto business activities, buying and selling and cross-border payments and whatever else solutions they provide. I mean, this is great because, I mean, we have commercial banks everywhere, and we know that commercial banks pretty much hold the bulk of the customers when it comes to finance. At least for right now, they still do. So imagine if most of the commercial banks in South Africa also began to, you know, offer crypto-based services in their range of offerings, you know, sending and receiving or whatever. I'm not sure how they would innovate along this line, but I'm sure there is something they could do to begin to tap in. Moving on to the next headline. Emergo, Africa's Adiverse, invests in Moment to expand adoption of Cardano for NFTs in Africa.
The Emergo-backed Web3 accelerator focused on Cardano adoption, Adiverse, announced its investment with Moment, the Web3 marketplace that is taking Southern Africa by storm. They joined the highly competitive seed round along with Outlier Ventures, Mountain Partners, Rob Hessoff, and Simple.Capital. Launched as a partnership between Emergo Africa and Everest Ventures, Adiverse aims to identify and provide valuable support resources to promising African startups building socially impactful Web3 solutions on Cardano's blockchain. Moment, on the other hand, was founded by tech entrepreneurs Aaron Posthumus and Adam Romin, with the support of serial investor Rob Hessoff. Since its inception in 2022, Moment has seen sales as high as $17.6 billion from NFTs alone in 2021, which was a 21,350% increase from the previous year. The co-CEO for the Middle East and Africa at Emergo Africa, Shogo Ishida, stated that, and I quote, "The next generation of Web3 users will not be crypto natives, but rather Web3 users or Web2 users that find simplified ways to begin using blockchain services. Moment is positioned to enable this transition by giving Africans access to easy and affordable ways to begin exploring NFT markets." End quote. I have to say that, you know, I have personally tried, I've given a look at Moment. It didn't quite reach me as an individual, but I think it was mostly because, you know, I came into it as a Web3 native, like like how they mentioned that it's easier for a person who's more into Web 2 and is strictly used to just Web 2 to get into something like Momentum to start using that. And that's what you need. If you expect to bring in new people, you need to go to their level. You know, you need to give them tools that they're able and used to interacting with, and then just maybe switch it up a little bit, maybe educate them along the way as well. And that's how you expect to get a lot more numbers. So congratulations to Momentum. I hope that this next part or this next leg of their journey is a productive and fruitful one and can bring them many, many more of those dots and commas after the dollar sign. So congratulations to them. On to our next headline. The Cyber Kongs have been welcomed into Africa Rare.
Africa Rare, Africa's first metaverse, has officially welcomed its newest early resident, the PFP gaming franchise Cyber Kongs. That's a very fancy name. Visitors of Africa Rare will now be able to proactively enter the Cyber Kongs ecosystem via the jungle build or by interacting with Cyber Kongs community members. At this, all 15,000 VX Kongs will be interoperable in Africa Rare. This collaboration with Cyber Kongs will allow Africa Rare to raise funds for the conservation of Virunga National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the Alberton Rift Valley in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is home to the most endangered gorillas. Cyber Kongs Council member Mio says, and I quote, "Interoperability is the foundation of our ecosystem, so bringing our community into a metaverse based in Africa is a natural fit. Cyber Kongs donations have thus far helped the Virunga National Park to install crypto mining rigs powered by green energy. This helps them create financial security for the park during dire times." I mean, sustainability is one of the many things we try to achieve, we look forward to. And the fact that by virtue of having these crypto mining rigs installed, the park can sort of sustain itself, whether or not there is external inputs or donations from anywhere else. It's actually fantastic. I mean, I know there's a lot of endangered species, you know, we have poachers and all of that. And that's because we do not actually have protection for these animals or the wildlife or the forest itself. But it's really great to see that through NFTs, someone or some people somewhere are trying to change all of that up. You know, forest conservation, wildlife preservation, it's all good for the planet. I mean, the last thing we want right now is to see yet another exotic species go extinct because we did not do anything about it. Moving on to the next headline, Patricia secures an MSB license in Canada.
Patricia Technologies, which remains one of Africa's leading crypto exchange services, has secured a license granted by the Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada, that is FinTrack. The MSB license, that is Money Services Business, will allow the firm to legally carry out its activities with the status of a non-bank financial institution. This license permits Patricia to perform business activities holding currency exchange and money transfer services of both crypto and fiat currencies. Canada currently maintains a neutral stance on crypto, which allows the firm full grounds to carry out its activities without the fear of sanctioning. The Canadian Investment Regulatory Organization has, however, assured that the government will continue to ensure that all cryptocurrency exchanges and companies comply with the regulations. Just as a disclaimer, Patricia is not the name of a person. We are referring to Patricia Technologies. And once again, you know, you're seeing growth, you're seeing companies that are founded in Africa or created by Africans continue to grow across the globe. And I think this is another reminder that with Web3, everything is so borderless, you know, or at least ideally, it's supposed to be borderless. It's the minute when, you know, maybe there's a bit of centralization where your location deems you unworthy of participating in a particular activity. But congratulations to Patricia Technologies. And I do hope that moves like this allow you know, Canadian Africans or African Canadians to interact with their fellow man here on the continent as well, especially if you have family back home. It's so important to be able to facilitate quick and pain-free and, you know, kind of transactions that don't eat too hard in your pocket and make you feel a lot more safe, and you don't have to worry about you needing a passport and a proof of whatever else and all of the other things, because it's much easier for people to create, you know, a crypto wallet than it is to create a bank account. So congratulations to them. We wish them many, many growths from here on out. And on to our next and final headline of the week. Binance has been named, and I am not surprised, they have been named the most innovative blockchain provider of the year at the 2022 Ghana Information Technology and Telecom Awards.
I mean, personally, yes, I would be mad, or I would have been mad, if this award went to none other than Binance. It would have really upset me. Binance has set itself at the core of nearly all educational and transformational initiatives in the African blockchain space. In recognition of this, Binance was named the most innovative blockchain provider of the year at the 2022 Ghana Information Technology and Telecom Awards, GITA, which took place on the 21st of October 2022. Through its array of innovative product offerings and features, including Binance Auto Invest, Binance Live, Binance Learn and Earn, Binance Trade, Binance NFT, as well as through its various educative initiatives, which have empowered several hundred thousand Africans, Binance has stayed on top of its game in serving its 120 million plus customer base and consistently proving why it is the world's largest blockchain services provider. I mean, this is exciting. We've been talking about Binance every week for so many weeks, and they're literally doing so much good, rolling out new products, you know, entering into new markets. They're literally doing the most when it comes to, you know, the blockchain space and innovation. So for me personally, I would say it again, that would have really sucked if this award probably went to none other than Binance, but I mean, I wouldn't have expected anything less. Right now, they are king, in my opinion. And I'm happy to see this, that Binance is winning and that they're getting recognized for it. So congrats, Binance. Keep up the good work.
Congratulations to Binance. Congratulations to Patricia Technologies. Congratulations to Yellow Card. Who else? Congratulations to South Africa. Congratulations to Momint. I think it's been, and CyberKongs and Africa Rare. I think it's been quite a week for the African continent and for a lot of the companies that come out of the continent as well. It's been quite a positive looking week. I do hope that the results, as we say, will be able to trickle down to the more common person, to the layman. With that, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals who make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Remember, as Nikki emphasized, it is so, so important for you to do your own research, especially now going into the end of the year. I presume that we will probably be seeing a lot more unfortunate scams going around, you know, because it's a time for desperation for a lot of people. Now, of course, don't forget to subscribe, share, leave a rating. And if you can, please do leave a review as well on whatever platform it is you're listening from. This helps us to know where exactly we can improve to continue giving you the most phenomenal show with as much information as we can to help you make your future investment decisions. After all, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So, until next time, be relentless.